English across the pond.
English across the pond. Listeners, woohoo! Welcome back. You are listening to English Across the Pond. This is an English learning podcast brought to you from two, if I do say so myself, amazing English teachers. My name is Jennifer. I'm an American English teacher from the U.S.
And my amazing name is Amazing Dan, and I'm from amazing England.
Yes, American and British English. You have two teachers, two hosts, two accents, two people leading this podcast and sharing real natural English with you. If you want to improve your vocabulary, if you want to speak more fluently, if you want to get your writing corrected, if you want to improve your listening, if you want one, some, or all of those things, then sign up for our Gold membership. When you sign up for our Gold membership, you get access to our learning resources that we create for every week, every episode. A study plan with exercises and a transcript. Our learning materials help you learn faster. They help you become more fluent. And they not only give you practice, they give you community. We have a Telegram community with members from literally all around the world who share pictures of their morning cups of coffee, who share information about their day, who share questions, successes, excitement. I think we have a lot of fun in there. What do you think, Dan?
I think we have a hell of a lot of fun in there, especially on Telegram. Every single day, people are posting there all the time. This morning, we were posting pictures of our favorite coffee mugs.
Yeah. So it's a great place to practice, learn, and improve your English. So come join us. You can join us by going to our website, EnglishAcrossThePond.com. You can click the button that says subscribe. Or you can go directly to EnglishAcrossThePond.com/gold, G-O-L-D, because it's our gold membership. Dan, what's your most favorite thing in the world?
You, Jennifer.
Besides me, besides your family, besides this podcast, those are obvious.
Well, I wish there was a song. I've been racking my brains to sing like the sock song. But I tell you what I do love, socks.
Yeah, you do. Nothing like a brand new pair of socks.
Yeah.
Unwashed, untouched, just right off the little sticker bag or whatever.
Yeah.
Put them on. Tell me a little bit about socks, Dan. Where did this love of socks begin?
Well, I don't really know. I feel like I'm on the psychiatrist's couch with my... I've got like 25 million pairs of socks. And I'm talking to my psychiatrist. I don't know, doctor. I think it comes from an insecurity. Well, if I put it like this, what if I say to you, my podcast partner, do you know how you feel when you have clean sheets on the bed?
It's probably what heaven feels like.
What? Yeah. So is that? Yeah. Imagine that, but just for your feet. Foot heaven.
Are you picky? Like, oh God, these socks are too thin. I can't wear these.
Oh, yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, but is this a thing, right? Have you got now in your kitchen now, is there like a spoon or a knife or a fork that just gives you the creeps and you never use it?
Wait, say it again?
In your cutlery drawer now,
yeah.
Is there one knife or spoon or fork that when you look at it, you just think, oh no.
So we cut, not really, only because we tried to go like super minimalist when we moved here. So we have just one set and they're all the same. But I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are more of like utensils. Like, you know, we have two different spatulas and one of them's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, sure. And I think that's that's really interesting. I think that I'm sure a lot of people listening can relate to sort of when they make their tea or coffee. They'll pick any of the 20 spoons except one, because that's the one that's just wrong. And now, we have the sock. We have different heights of sock, of course, going up to the basketball sock, which is just below the knee. Any higher than that, that's not a sock, that's some other garment. They go down as far as, you know, when they just fit like around your foot and there's nothing even on your ankle.
Oh, ankle socks.
No, they're lower than that.
Oh, like, what are they called? Like,
little socks.
Viewless socks. Like, you're not able to see them in shoes, but they have a proper name.
Now, they actually look okay on, but when they're just kind of on the radio or something, they just all curl up into a weird ball. No, not good. Socks that are too thick are clammy, and you'll end up with, like, athlete's foot, some kind of, like, foot fungal issue. And socks that are too nylon, oh, you know, like, they're literally, like, pulling on a plastic bag.
No-show socks, by the way, is what they're called.
A no-show socks. No-show socks.
Yeah.
Great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Socks that have a high, is it synthetic, you know, like plastic kind of content, or a, oh, you know, they crackle when you take them off. That's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're looking for, colour is everything, of course. And it depends. Normally, plain, normally, nothing crazy. And there's nothing worse than a wacky sock. You know, is that the best that you can offer the planet, is you've got a happy face on your sock? Sorry to everybody who's listening with smiley faces on their socks.
Yeah. So are you a solid color, a white, a black, pattern?
Well, the ones I've got on at the moment, right, I'll just hold them up, a kind of dark blue with a mustard yellow, what's the ribbing at the top, and then orange toe.
Oh, so you do like him with a little pizzazz.
Yeah, but if you saw me just on the high street, you'd think, who's that guy with just plain blue socks? Then you invite me around your house for cake and you're like, hold on, there's orange and mustard. You know, I'm, woo, he's a jazzy dude, you know, so yeah.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I'm going for kind of, they're kind of ribbed. They've got kind of like lines in them, but they're flat on the bottom and they've got some writing on the bottom as well. They're actually, by chance, listeners, I've not planned this, they're actually quite jazzy socks.
Oh, wow. Are they your favourite pair?
No, not necessarily. I haven't. One I've got is I bought like a sort of 5-pack and I saw them in the shop and I thought, if I don't get these now, by the time I come back, there's only going to be ones that are too small left in this range. So rather rashly for me, I bought socks without, you know, 24, 48, 72 hours of, you know, sitting on it and meditating. I just went crazy. I just took them to the till. And
whoa,
the other ones, I can just see another one hanging up. And that one is kind of like more orange and less blue with a bigger mustard stripe. So they're kind of variations on a theme. They're my favourites. And in fact, I'm kind of wearing them in rotation, kind of. That's why I've got them on today, because I'm wearing them all the time.
I'm sorry, you said you can see your socks hanging up. Now, do you hang your socks, sir?
In their drying.
Oh, God. Like, I love my socks so much, I hang them from the wall.
Yeah.
Just admire their beauty when they're not on my feet.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not to admire their beauty, to analyze them to see if they are worthy of fitting into my sock rota.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, hold on a minute. You're a California sunshine girl. I don't imagine you've got socks. Have you got any socks?
Well, I don't typically. I'm barefoot as much as I can be.
That's good, though.
Yeah, I don't share your love for socks, Dan, because I just don't share your love for shoes. And when I do wear shoes, I often will wear sandals. And yes, I am an American, but no, I do not wear socks with sandals. Not my style, not my stees.
Shout out to all the people who do. Mucho respect. We love it.
Mucho respecto. But that's kind of like a stereotypical thing, you know, like an American tourist.
Yeah.
So that if I look inside, I'm imagining my drawer. I have a couple pairs of black full-length socks, a couple pair of black ankle socks. But, you know, some cool socks that I did get for our Ireland trip last year.
I was going to ask about that.
Because we went to Ireland in January. It was cold.
Yeah.
And what shoes did I have that I wanted to bring? I feel like I had a pair of really comfortable, like, orthopedic type of shoes because I have like my foot issue, but they, depending on like the jeans I wore, if my jeans were kind of like at my ankle or not fully long, you could kind of see some of it. And I didn't want no-show socks. Wait, what am I thinking here? I can't really remember what shoes I was wanting to wear now. Anyways, I'm going to take a picture and try to show them on social media. I'll definitely put a picture of them in our study plan. And you better believe we're going to be talking about socks in our Telegram group this week.
Yeah.
But
and how?
They're these socks that basically are like full length, always like they go up to the knee.
Woof.
But there's this cutout on the top.
Oh.
So they're like, they go around your toes, they go underneath your feet, and they go up the back of your heel, and then at above your ankle, they come back together, and then it's a full sock all the way up.
We need pictures.
I know. And I got those to be like a no-show sock, but they also don't slip, and you can wear them with pants.
If you're a British English listener, Jennifer means trousers.
Oh, because underpants are underpants.
Yeah, yeah, socks and pants.
Underwear.
Don't forget your socks and pants, what you say, you know, and that obviously means socks and underwear.
Ah, aha.
Yeah.
Got it.
Could confuse some people.
It could definitely, yeah. So you could wear a pair of pants, a pair of slacks, a pair of jeans, a pair of trousers, you know, all that. Trousers. Oof, such a strange word for me. I feel like I'm in 1960 talking to my grandfather. Did you get your trousers on?
Because for us, that's slacks. Slacks is a crazily... Yeah. Slacks is a... You only say slacks with other people when you're going comedy.
Like trying to be silly.
Yeah, like in the coffee shop, you'd say, ooh, nice slacks. And that just means what you're saying when you say nice slacks is, I'm funny, aren't I?
Got it.
Do you have that with trousers?
No, we just don't even use it. Slacks are like, slacks are like dress pants.
No idea what that means.
Dress pants, like pants that are like black, that are kind of dressy.
For a suit.
Yeah, but you don't need to wear the whole suit ensemble.
Back to socks.
It's No Socks Day on May 8th, which is what inspired this episode.
Oh.
So on May 8th, are you going to just go the whole day without socks, or do you think you'd go through withdrawals?
Well, another thing about socks, I tell you what I have got, which is good, some really, really thick socks. They're just for like winter in kind of in front of the fire with a bowl of soup type socks. They're good. A kind of what we would call British racing green with yellow speckles. That's not often. I'm very happy to do a podcast, but I wish now that I'd lined up like my top six pairs of socks and I could wave them in front of the camera so we could ooh and ah over it and that we were live.
I know.
I don't often wish for that. I'm very happy to do a podcast. I've got a face for podcasts, but I've got socks. I've got socks for YouTube. Do you think there are any like YouTube sock channels?
I would say 100%. And even if there are, I think you should start one.
Well, if I'm not here,
what?
If I'm not here next week, you'll find me at socks.com.
Socks.com. Did you buy that domain?
No, I wish.
Well, yeah.
What I do now. People who think I might be a bit boring better watch out because this next story is going to blow your socks off. Right, so I have Reebok running socks and they are ankle socks. They just stick out the top of my trainers a little bit. And I have, they've got a kind of little tab on them down under, you know, inside the training shoe, the sneaker. There it says Reebok and all that sort of stuff. But on the top, there's just a little tab of colour. And what I do sometimes, right, this is crazy, is I take one red one and one blue one and wear them. I know.
Put a sock in it.
No, you're on fire. So, yeah, I do, but I don't do that normally. Mix and match my socks. It's a bit too crazy, isn't it? It's a bit
that
too
is
silly.
Like maybe you got dressed in the dark or something.
Yeah, yeah. But I do when I go running because it's only this teeny little tab. But as I flash by people, like a blur whizzing past people, they must be like, pretty crazy running guy, got different colored socks.
Yeah. With your love for socks, do you know and use a lot of sock idioms?
No, not particularly. I just bumped into it, sort of just came across it as I was speaking. But I am pretty good as well at throwing away socks. You know, when their due date's gone, or, you know, when we move season and fashions change, you know, I ring up Coco Chanel and say, are we blue? Are we mustard? Are we grey? Where are we? And I move forward. So it's a full-time job, really.
Well, you know, Dan, the zero waste alternative would be to make that sock, to turn it into like your cleaner, your rag, a way to dust.
Yeah.
So I hope it's not going into the garbage can, is it?
No, no. We use them as gloves in the winter, mittens.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. There are some good idioms with socks. Like I said, put a sock in it.
Yeah, nice. Which means?
Shh.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah.
Or, hey, come on, I'm ready. Give me the news. Sock it to me.
Yeah, sock it to me. Sock it to me, JB, is a song.
Suck it to me, JB. Socks have been a big part of my world recently because my son and I started reading Fox and Socks by Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that song?
No.
I imagine it was a favorite for you.
No. I started this episode by saying I wanted a sock song. And I think, like, two of my great loves in life, one is socks and one is music, but I don't think they've ever met each other in my world.
So there is this book, Fox and Socks, by Dr. Seuss. I'm going to read a couple of lines from it.
Oh, thanks. Is it about socks?
But it's about fox in socks.
Oh, right.
And I came across a YouTube video recently. We'll include the link in our show notes and in our study plan. Is this guy who's so funny. He wears like a turtleneck sweater and he raps Dr. Seuss books over famous like rap beats.
Oh yeah.
And so he does a lot of like Dr. Dre beats and stuff and he raps Fox and Socks. So now I find it impossible to not read this book.
Oh.
Rapping.
Are you threatening to rap?
Well, no, I'm not going to do that because I've warmed up. La 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 la. me. Yeah. But, yeah, so we're going to link it because it's good.
Mm.
And it's a tongue twister. So it's going to be a fun, I think, challenge for our English listeners.
Nice.
Because even the beginning of the book's like, warning, this book is like very dangerous. And then at the end is like, is your tongue numb? It's hard. Oh. And I was secretly smiling listening to my non-native English speaking husband trying to read it the other day. But here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Fox, socks, box, knocks. Knocks in box, fox in socks. Knocks on fox, in socks, in box. Socks on knocks and knocks in box. Fox in socks on box on knocks. And it's better when you read it and look at the pictures because, like, Knox is a person and it has, like, them in socks. And then it starts talking about, like, who's new socks, two socks, whose socks, Sue's socks. Who sews whose socks? Sue sews Sue's socks.
Wow. Beautiful
who
stuff.
Who sees who? Anyways, I could keep going on and on. But lots of fun for our listeners to have. And great topic, of course, in this week's episode.
Ain't no fun like sock fun.
Yeah. We talked about your favorite episode. We heard some American and British English differences. Our listeners now have a tongue twister to practice.
Yeah, Ooh. And hopefully.
This will be a good one.
I just hope that, you know, what people take away from this is just to take their socks a little bit more seriously and don't just take them for granted and, you know, share the sock love.
Exactly. Show us your socks. Yeah. Show us your socks.
Sounds rude, but it's not.
It's not. It'll be nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, love this week.
Yeah.
Love talking about your favorite thing. And we hope you enjoyed it too, our dear listeners. Stay tuned for our language focus.
We've said sock so many times, I no longer know what it means anymore. You know, that kind of, you repeat something so much that it doesn't sound like what it is.
Or it's like, is that spelled right?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Right. Yeah. Sock, 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 socks.
Mm-hmm. Sock, sock, socks.
Yeah. Until next time.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk a bit about American and British English differences because it's one of the amazing things you're able to learn on this show. American or British English? Should you choose? This is a difficult question to answer because it really depends on what you need English for. If you need English for work and your business and clients are primarily in England and surrounding countries, then we'd say choose British English. If you're taking a test, let's say the TOEFL, then no, it is an exam that does use American English spelling and most speakers have the American accent. With that said, it would be important to be familiar with American English spelling patterns. However, you will not be penalized on the test for using British English as long as the rater, the person scoring your exam, can understand what you're saying and you're using accurate English grammar, structure, etc. It's important to note that if you switch between American and British English accents, spelling, etc., it could cause confusion for the reader, so be mindful. As you see, it's difficult to answer generally, so you need to assess your needs and English uses. With that said, we'll talk about some differences in American and British English to help you understand and differentiate the two. We'll start with some differences in spelling. In American English, many words end in O-R, whereas British English uses O-U-R. You'll see this in words like color, flavor, humor, neighbor. And in the transcript of this episode, you'll see them spelled in this section with the American spelling because I, as an American speaker, am talking. Other ending differences can be seen with words in E-R and R-E. In American and British English, respectively, like theater, leader, and fiber. Although we aren't going into details on pronunciation, these endings will also be said differently, with the hard ER American English ER sound being a main difference from the softer UH sound in British English, an example being fiber and fiba. There are many vocabulary differences too. In the US, we say candy, but in the UK, they call them sweets. To go up to a higher floor, you'll use an elevator in the States and a lift in England. You don't wear pants on the outside of your clothes in England, you wear trousers. However, this word is not common in American English. In the US, kids use a pacifier and study math, but in the UK, they use a dummy and study maths. Where do clothes go in the US? Well, a closet, of course. But my friend Dan puts his in a wardrobe. And finally, let's discuss a common grammar difference, collective nouns. In American English, collective nouns are singular. They are seen as one singular thing, a unit. Although the singular unit is made up of many people or things, the noun itself is singular. So words like group, and team will use is rather than are. My team is winning. The group isn't getting along very well. In the UK, it depends on how the noun is being thought of at the time of speaking. Is it a singular unit or a plural group of people things? Because of that, both is and are would be acceptable in these examples in British English. Our study plan, available to our members, will allow you to read and follow along with this language focus, and it gives additional spelling differences with an ending variation with L, more vocabulary differences, and how negative statements are expressed differently in the US and the UK. You can get that study plan now on our website. Sign up and become a member today. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.